Well, good morning. It's really good to be with you. I suppose I'd better introduce myself. You probably, all of you almost at least, will know Mike already. But my name's Alex, Alex Clark. I'm the director of the Family Trust. And it's really nice to be with you here at St. Mark's this morning. I can see a few familiar faces already, some people I know, including JT. It's good to see you again. JT and I go a few years back, don't we? And actually, that reminds me, it's been a while since we kind of caught up and hung out. Do you want to kind of catch up soon?
Yeah, we definitely could.
Yeah?
Good?
Yeah, oh, wow. Suddenly
hey,
louder.
I'm here.
Yeah, you're up for that?
Yeah, that'd be
I mean,
fun.
Like, it's been a long time.
Yeah,
we've got a lot of catching up to
do. We'll have to sort something out.
Yeah, I'm free. I'm pretty free all the time.
That's not gone too well.
Stylish. Well, look I'm free. I mean, I could do next Saturday. You free next Saturday?
Next Saturday's not so good for me.
Oh, but we could watch the rugby together. That'd be well, Sunday then. Sunday's
Sunday,
fine. Sunday.
No, again, Sunday's pretty busy.
What are you doing Sunday?
Oh, I've got a haircut.
Well, another one?
Yeah.
Alright.
Takes a lot of time
right,
to put this in.
Listen,
you're not... Sometime.
Okay.
Sometime.
Alright, well, as I say, I've got lots of good friends at St. Mark's. It's good to be here. But, my son there laughing at me. Story of my life. Well, I suppose if JT's not that fussed, we better have a reading then. Excellent, thank you. Right, I need a few volunteers. We're going to play a little game. I need some old volunteers, some young volunteers. Bit of a mix. Yeah, I can see a hand up there. Bring an adult with you as well. Pick someone. Doesn't even have to be family. Anyone you like. Yeah, over there. Come on up. Let's get a couple of adults as well. Someone hiding at the back somewhere. Come on, be brave. If not, I'll get JT to come and pick someone. Brilliant. Excellent. Hello. Good stuff. Excellent. Right, wonderful volunteers. We're going to play a little game called, and I've come up with this myself, but unfortunately I didn't come up with a jingle to go with it, which would have been good. We're going to play a game called Love It or Loathe It. So, Love It or Loathe It. And what I'm going to do in a minute is I'm going to say a few things, and if you love it, I want you to go over and stand at that pillar, and if you loathe it, or you hate it, you don't like it, go and stand at that pillar, okay, and we'll see where you go, and the thing is, you can't stand in the middle, so you have to pick one or the other. Got that? Okay, so step down for us. So the first one, love it or loathe it, football. Okay. Second one, housework. Love it or loathe it? Unanimous decision on that one. Okay, next one, rock and roll music. He nearly went. Okay. Next one, politics. Ah, very interested. Next one, this will be an interesting one. Marmite. Everyone loves Marmite. Brilliant. Okay, this next two, they could divide opinion. First one then is Britain's Got Talent. And let's see if they switch now when I say Strictly Come Dancing. No? Ah. Couple more for you then. Exercise. Love it or loathe it? You're getting your exercise in this game. Last one then. Church. Love it or loathe it? That's the right decision. Brilliant. Thank you. Let's give them all a round of applause. Thank you very much for helping. Go and have a seat. Brilliant. See, often in life, it's not quite as straightforward as love it or loathe it. There's often issues that somewhere in between. Like, so Marmite, for me, if I'm honest, I know they say you love it or hate it, but actually, I'm kind of, it's all right. I'll have it sometimes. I won't have it all the time. It's okay. I'd be somewhere in the middle. Having a balanced approach can be quite beneficial. One of the wonderful things about living in a democracy like we do is that we have the opportunity to hear both sides of a debate. For every viewpoint that one person puts forward, someone else can put forward an equally valid opposing viewpoint. And if you're anything like me, you end up somewhere in the middle a lot of the time. I wonder why, if that's one of the reasons why the whole Brexit debate has polarised our country so much. Because actually, lots of people thought there were pros and cons to both sides of the argument. But then when a piece of paper is put in front of you, you have the option to vote yes or no. And you can't really say, actually, a bit of both. I'm somewhere in the middle. I'm not quite sure. And I think that's also why verse 16 of the passage that was read to us, don't mind the little preacher down here. Perhaps that's why verse 16 can be quite a tough one, particularly for us Brits to come to terms with, because it's quite a harsh statement. Many situations are not as simple as black and white. Some of us don't fall on one side or the other of the fence. And most of the people that I've met, if I'm honest, that are really staunchly pro or against something are often so pro or so against it that they don't even want to hear the other side of the argument. Yet here in Revelation, the church of Laodicea is told because they are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, they will be spat out. In other words, if you can't decide whether you're in or you're out, you're out. I was reading a few different commentaries on this, and there's a book called The Expositor's Greek Testament, and it talks about it as the divine disgust at lukewarm religion. Christ, says the prophet, is sick of the lukewarm. And that's the thing, when it comes to Jesus, there's no middle ground. One of my favourite C.S. Lewis passages, quotes of all time, and there are a lot of them, is this. Christianity, if false, is of no importance. And if true, is of infinite importance. The only thing it cannot be is moderately important. Christianity, I'll say it twice because it's so good. Christianity is, if false, is of no importance. And if true, is of infinite importance. The only thing it can't be is moderately important. If you've ever been on an Alpha course, you might remember one of the sessions is about who is Jesus. And it kind of boils down to one of three things, that Jesus was either mad, bad, or God. So firstly, he was either mad, he was a madman, he was deluded, he was mentally unstable. He believed himself to be someone that he wasn't. So Jesus genuinely believed that he was the Son of God, but was in reality on some completely different planet, a complete wacko. The trouble with that argument is that when you look at the consistency of Jesus' preaching and his actions, it's too consistent to be the thoughts of a madman. So if he's not mad, then maybe he's bad. Jesus was deliberately conning people. He was conning them into believing this lie that he was the Son of God. His miracles were nothing more than magic tricks, and they were aimed at deceiving people into following a little cult. But I suspect that at some point, probably for me, between the lashing and the crucifixion on a cross, that if it was me and I was just lying, I'd give up the game at some point there. I don't think I'd see it through to completion. So if he's not mad or bad, then he must be God. He was actually who he said he was. He's the Son of God. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Exactly who he claimed to be. And that no one, when he says that no one gets to the Father except through him, he means it. Christianity, if false, is of no importance. If true, is of infinite importance. The only thing it can't be is moderately important. See, you can be lukewarm about a lot of different things. You can be lukewarm about particular sports. This time of year, you see the kind of closet rugby fans come out and, oh yeah, I love rugby, me. I only watch it once a year at the Six Nations, but I really love it. You can be lukewarm about your political convictions. JT, you can even be lukewarm about our friendship if you want. That's fine with me. You can even, like me, be lukewarm about Marmite. But the one thing you can't be lukewarm about is Jesus Christ. Christianity, if false, is of no importance. If true, is of infinite importance. The only thing it can't be is moderately important. And that's what we're all about, really, at the Family Trust. Many of you will have heard of us before. If you've never heard of us, we're a schools work organisation. We go into about 170 primary schools in Maidstone, Medway and Swale. We run assemblies, we do lunch and after school clubs, we do lessons, and we do prayer spaces, and coming up soon, we're also going to be running some of the CAP Money Kids courses in schools. And at the heart of all of it, some 30 years ago when we were set up, was a group of people that grasped who Jesus was and the importance of what that means. And ever since, we've been going into schools, sharing with children the gospel and showing to them, hopefully, that Christianity is relevant to their daily lives. So if we realize who Jesus is, but we're not passionate about him, like not more passionate about following him than we are anything else in our lives, then verse 16 suddenly isn't quite so much of a surprise. And now maybe, if you're really honest, and you don't have to admit to this, but maybe you're sitting there at the moment kind of thinking, well, actually, I kind of think maybe I'm a bit lukewarm about my faith. Does that mean I'm going to be spat out? Is this terrible news for me? Well, if that is you, don't fear. Because, as we heard, the passage goes on. And verse 17 talks about buying gold that has been refined. And that reminds me of a few verses in Malachi 3, which you may have heard of, which says this: "But who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? For he will be like a refiner's fire or a launderer's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He will purify the Levites and refine them like gold and silver. Then the Lord will have men who will bring offerings in righteousness." That's the great thing about Jesus. We can be made righteous. We can be made pure by him. We can be set on fire, to use a metaphor, for Jesus. Because Christianity, if false, is of no importance. If true, is of infinite importance. But the only thing it can't be is moderately important. We who are believers know that Jesus is who he said he was. And so there should be no other response from us than to want to live faith-filled lives for his glory. Because if we do that, then what happens? He won't spit us out like a disgusting lukewarm. Have you ever been given a lukewarm cup of tea? There's nothing worse, is there? But in verse 20, he will stand at the door and knock. We will hear his voice and open it. And the best bit, we will dine in heaven with him and sit with him on eternity's throne. And that is good news. So by all means, sit on the fence about unimportant things. Sit on the fence about which takeaway to have tonight, where to go on holiday, which football team you support, whatever it might be. But can I encourage you this morning, when it comes to Jesus, please don't be lukewarm. Amen.